both Chris Gasper and Scott Zolak at Arrowhead Stadium in the broadcast booth. And I can tell you right now, with 19 seconds left to play in the NFC title game, the Saints have a 23-20 lead with Greg Zuerlein lining up for a 48-yard field goal attempt that would tie it. So that is the latest from the NFC. You think he makes it so?
I don't. I think he pushes it to the right, Beetle. But if you're Al Riveron, you got to get on the headset if he does make this, and you got to get some calls going the other way because they don't want this nightmare on their hands. That's the worst no call that I Dennis, can I please have more of myself? That's the worst no call.
The kick is good, by the way. He almost pushed it right, but it makes it through, and they've got a tie game with 15 seconds left to go.
Wow, we're on a delay.
Oh, sorry, fellas.
We're on a delay
that
here.
That thing was heading
you
right.
Gave that
it
away
was. It was
us.
Heading right, and it went right back left. It cut back left, and it looked like it made a cut back left with about 10 or 15 yards, maybe less, from the uprights. But to get back to what Zoe was just saying, there was a clear pass interference on a third down play inside the red zone.
Or helmet-to-helmet targeting.
And
either one.
You could give it either one there, and no flag was thrown on the play. It resulted in the Saints kicking a field goal as opposed to potentially having a first down. So
that's sad. I mean, it's been a really good game to this point. Rams have hung around, played their way back into it, but it's a nightmare for Al Riveron, the way this league's been officiated this year.
Yeah, the officials
have to be dependent upon that.
Do not look good on that one. Do not look good at all. But, Zoe, tell me, what's the scene there? Things picking up?
Yeah, things are really picking up. I tell you what, it's a hell of an environment out here in Arrowhead. Can't see Royal Stadium directly across from us. Our booth is great. We're right on the 50. We shouldn't have an issue with the calls. The uniforms are great. Two classics. Fans are out. This city tailgates, I tell you that. It's Buffalo on steroids. But there are a lot nicer people than the people at the city of Buffalo. But the ball's not carrying real well off the feet of the kicker. So it's going to be interesting once you cross the 50 and you start getting around the 40. I got to start thinking it's two-down territory on third down for quarterbacks in this game, both sides of it. I think a little more issues with the Chiefs kicker than it is with Gostkowski so far. Reese had this half hour ago. Ball not carrying well off Chiefs kicker Harrison Bucker in warm-ups. 0-for-4 on his final four kicks, those ranging from around 50 yards, 48 to 53. So...
Hey, Zoe, just sort of curious here, you know, what do you make of when you look at sort of the inactives here, Dietrich Wise being an inactive? Is that a health thing, or is there something strategic to that?
Well, he was basically the only one on a report this week, and I know he's off it at the end, but I just think it's a little more health for him. The Shelton one, you're going with more athletes on the field because if you might need to, you know, chase guys on crossing routes and that, he does you no help in the middle there, especially if you have the mobile quarterback. Last week, you know, quarterback that you know is going to be directly behind the center, perfect type of game for him, perfect type of game for an Adrian Claiborne. That's where he's got to be good today. He's got to watch containment issues. I keep this kid in the pocket, try and keep him on the spot, make him beat you from throwing within the pocket between the tackles. Extremely dangerous when he gets outside.
So if you're looking to sort of set your coverage based on what Kansas City has, how do you do it today?
You take you take Gilmore, you put him on Watkins, you negate him, so you eliminate him from the plan. And then somehow you've got to move guys around. And say you say Jonathan Jones is your fastest guy in your defensive corner spot. Put him on Hill a little bit, let him chase with help over the top. I think it's going to be a combination of him and J.C. Jackson, not Jason McCourty. I think Jason McCourty will struggle because of the age. You put him on guys like Conley, move him around. Maybe he gets a little bit of Kelsey. Who knows? Or it could be Patrick Chung on him. But I think a lot of cover two-man with its Gilmore on Watkins and just negating him from the game plan. Make them throw the ball to Damian Williams. That's the thing that they got to be able to do today because I don't think he's a really good pass-receiving back. Not what they've had here in the past. We know that. They don't have that downhill runner. And I think if you win the opening coin toss, you take the football again here today.
So obviously the running game was a big part of the matchup the first time. Sonny Michel went over 100 yards in that game. He's one of three guys this year to do that against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
How much of a part do you think that plays today? And can that help the Patriots defense if the Patriots can get the ground game going and get the clock running?
I think it'd be huge. I think this whole game is dependent on the Patriots offensive line. Big week for Dante Scarnecchia. You talk to some people and he's been harping on these guys from day one. You remember when we went out to Denver, I think it was Goods that was coaching that the offensive line, when we had the issues out there with the snap count with Fleming and Cannon to one side. They've got to correct that. I'm a little nervous about Trent Brown. We'll see how he plays in this type of environment. He was good last week. But, you know, you're able to move guys around with Brady's voice inflection, freeze them at the line of scrimmage, a little bit of hard count. Everything today is based on motion, and you know how that goes with big guys when they're back on their heels.
Talking with Zoe as we get set for the game as it goes to overtime in the NFC title game. Just to keep you up to date on that as we get closer to the AFC championship game, which is now less than 30 minutes away between the Patriots and the Chiefs. Zoe, if you're the Patriots, and you've mentioned it all week, and you just talked about it again right now, getting out from ahead, getting out and playing with a lead could be the difference between winning and losing this game.
I totally agree with it. I think you get out, and then they start to think, okay, here we go again. It's Kansas City. You know, we've lost in this spot before. Not that they've been to the spot where they host an AFC title game, but talking about playoff games, they just haven't risen to that occasion. It's a big one for Andy Reid. Maybe he starts calling things out of the norm. You get them thinking a little bit. The talk here, the fans are jacked. They're excited to have this game here in the city. But there is, doing the show All Access last night, a little bit worried about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick because of just the history of being in this game, the understanding that this game is different, and even more different in 2 weeks if you have the opportunity to go play in that one. You know, this isn't 3 weeks ago. This isn't 8 weeks ago. This isn't October when you played them. Throw everything out. Whoever adjusts in between series is going to win this football game the best.
So when you look at the style of offense that the Patriots are facing, this Andy Reid style of offense, it's not really one they've had a lot of success against when they face these teams. Going back to the Super Bowl against the Eagles, even this year against Chicago, they allowed 31 points. What do you think has changed defensively that they'll be able to slow down this style of offense? Or do you think they'll be able to slow it down?
I think it's a secondary. And I think Brian Flores has layered things to where you never had the option to where you were going to go get people, meaning roll the dice a little bit with some blitzes or give you a different look, where Matt Patricia was so backed off of it and you stayed in base and you had to read things and then you had to chase and catch and listen to your assignments. I think they like playing for Brian Flores. I think they like that style. And I think, you have this slow build over the last several weeks where that cover zero stuff. I don't know how much cover zero you go today because this kid could fade a little bit, and all he's got to do is make a nice pretty throw to number 10 right down the gut, and then there's an 83-yard touchdown. You know, hey, it's nice to say, hey, go get him, but you better make sure you go there and you do get him when you do it.
So what kind of role can we expect for Rob Gronkowski in this game?
Could be a massive blocker and decoy to getting 7 catches and being like, holy crap, they saved this guy for this moment. That's it could go one of two ways, you know. And I'm not saying go bad for him, but, I mean, he got a lot of credit last week for how good, and he was a good blocking tight end last week. But we know the damage this guy can do in the passing game when he's right. And, man, maybe today's the day where you take a guy like Eric Berry, who they say is going to get, an operation on his foot when it's all said and done, this season's over. They're going to operate on the hill. He hasn't played a lot this year. So if they're going to take Berry and put him on Gronk, say, you know what? Just by the way Gronk has looked, Eric doesn't need any help. So we're going to single him up. Where Brady might look at that and say, you know what, they're doubling Julian. And they've taken some nickel guys and are going to run with James White and they're going to flex out with him. Shoot, I'm going to Gronk here. You know, and then it's just how does Rob respond in that moment? I don't know. I can't tell you that. My guess is as good as yours. I hope it's well.
Yeah, just to piggyback on that, so that's my biggest question, I think, for the Patriots offensively. You know, last week was beautiful. It was harmonious the way they played. But it also was the Chargers allowing a lot of these passes to go to Julian Edelman and James White. We know those guys can play. We know they can produce. So if Brady has to go elsewhere in the passing game, how much confidence do you have in Dorsett and Hogan and Gronk?
Dorsett has not given me any reason or an opportunity to say, you know what, he can't do it. Because every time the ball's thrown his way, he seems to catch the ball. And it just seems like the offense has better flow when he's out there. I didn't think that was going to be the case when Josh Gordon, tapped out. And I just thought, Dorsett, he hasn't been in there and hasn't been getting the reps. This could be a big Hogan game, Chris. I mean, you look at the end of last year.
Yeah.
He's kind of disappears, and then, boom, Jacksonville, he makes those catches to get you back in.
Super Bowl.
You don't win that, you don't win that game unless he catches that or does what he did in the Super Bowl to help you even be in that thing in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, guys, we may have just had our makeup call in the NFC Championship game.
Good. Yeah. He should have one that horn call.
There was some contact.
Oh, my. Yeah, he's all over him, Beetle.
Was there?
That's 20 yards
downfield.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
Was there? Okay.
I wouldn't call that as a makeup call. That's the right call.
The location where it is. That's 20 yards downfield. You can't touch a guy.
I need to see it again. I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah.
All over his back.
It was a little grabby there.
Was it?
A little handsy.
Yeah. You sure?
Yep, sure.
Doesn't matter. Can't have contact. Right. 20 yards downfield.
Tell you what, though. They're looking for it then. They're looking for that contact.
Well, you know, Sean Payton. I believe Sean Payton is on the competition committee. Is he not?
He has been in the past. I assume he still is.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But Dominican Sue just made a play, too.
Yes. I mean, all right, so, hey, looking forward to your call with Bob.
I'm excited. Bob and I are very excited. It's our sixth straight one together, and we're blessed to have this opportunity.
All right, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.